Time for your five keys to a Jaguars win over the Texans on Sunday. Perhaps the first back-to-back wins for the Jaguars this season. We'll start with stop. You have to stop Arian Foster. I know that seems basic, but we're talking about a guy that has 11 touchdowns. Four of them are receiving. He's a multiple threat out of the backfield, and he's so elusive. He's like round. You can't get a hard edge on him anywhere. This guy can really hurt you. That's why he's been to three Pro Bowls. Up next, go. Get the turnovers. This is what worked for the Jaguars. I'm not saying you have to score two touchdowns on defense, but you've got to give a struggling offense the ball back. And you've got to stop the Texans on offense with a quarterback who's hot these days by getting the ball. Detour, please. This is the best defensive player in my 21 years in the NFL. Maybe the best since Lawrence Taylor. Five touchdowns. Three of them receiving as a tight end. He's the first defensive lineman since 1944 with at least five touchdowns. An interception, a fumble recovery, oh, and 11 and a half sacks. No U-turns. He made major progress with that last drive last week. He took a step forward with no interceptions, no turnovers for the first time this year. Don't turn around. Don't go back. Keep going on the road that he was on last week. And no parking. You can't sit still. You can't watch these two. Andre Johnson, one of the best in the modern era. As good as Jerry Rice in many respects. And DeAndre Hopkins, two touchdowns and 238 yards last week. The secondary has to be mentally ready for it all. You got to know where these guys are. You can't have mental breakdowns, because if you do, a two-yard pass can become an 80-yard touchdown like that. That's five keys to back-to-back wins here at EverBank Field on Sunday, folks. Have a great weekend.